Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
It's time for Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. It's all about your favorite TV shows and how they relate to your life. Now, here are the two hosts of Take Two.
Thank you, and welcome to the program Take Two on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our topic today is
25 top played songs on our iPod.
So we will go by fives. And Ellie will share five, and then I'll share five. Now, Ellie had a little issue getting the number of plays.
Sorry.
Yeah. So she can't give you that. So, Ellie, just go ahead and do your first five.
Okay. Well, number one was Airplanes by B.O.B.
That was my graduation song.
Yes, yep. It was.
Everyone was singing it for like 3 days. It was kind of annoying.
And then we have Nothing on You by B.O.B.
Yeah.
I like that guy. And then Halo by Beyonce, Apologize by One Republic, and I'm a Bee by Black Eyed Peas.
You're like, I'm a Bee. Okay. So my number one is Forever and Always by Taylor Swift, and that was played 281 times. Yeah. Actually, my number one before that was When We Were Young, and that was played 484 times. But now, since I switched iPods, I can't find it. So, bummer. And then my number two is Swing Life Away by Rise Against, and that was played 108 times. Number three is Diary by Tino Curry, and that was played 32 times. We were listening to that in the car.
Yes, we were.
I read your diary. Yeah. I found it on Tap Tap Revenge 4. I almost held up 3. Yeah. And, yeah, if you go to YouTube and you look at the comments, it's like, I found this while playing Tap Tap Revenge. And, yeah. So, number four is Teenage Dream, not by Katy Perry, by the Glee cast. I like it better by them. And then that was played 31 times. Then a song probably nobody out there would know, except for my friend Grace, who showed me this song, was I'm Shipping Up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys. And that was played 30 times. So I love that song because it's like Irish rock meets pop. It was amazing because the only lyrics is I'm shipping up to Boston, and there's like, whoa. And then I'm a sailor peg and I lost my leg. I'm climbing up the top sails. I lost my wooden leg. It's amazing. Go check it out right now. It's completely clean because, like, none of these songs are bad. Well, all of them have a clean version if they are bad, probably. But, yeah. Okay, Ellie.
My nose itches.
Oh.
Okay. Number six.
Oh, now you made my nose itch. Hang on.
You getting it? There you go. Okay.
Okay. Woo! We invented a new sport, which is
good stuff. Okay. So number six, Circus by Britney Spears. I don't like her, but I like the song.
I like the song Radar by her, but her voice is really high. She's like, I'm
I know.
Okay, seriously, if you go and listen to like one of her songs, you'll notice that her voice is extremely high, along with Miley Cyrus also. Even though I used to think her voice was really deep, and it still is, but I still think that her voice is high-pitched at times, especially during the climb.
Mm-hmm. So number seven is Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas. And then Undo It by Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood. Sorry. Dead and Gone by T.I. is number nine. And number 10 is With You by Chris Brown.
Justin Bieber sang that in his movie. You can go and you can watch the movie, which I watched 55 times just for you guys. So you guys need to go watch it in honor of me. And every time that he sings, you need to think of me. And also every time you do the Hokey Pokey, think of me because that's my song. Okay? I hate how they're making it into a pop song. It really bugs me. So before every meal, just do the Hokey Pokey in my honor. So then it can stay.
I hear the telephone.
Okay. So, yeah. Hello. Hello.
Silence is golden.
I'll just go get the telly. Excuse me. Hello. Oh. Missed call.
So, where were we?
Number 10.
Oh, no. Yeah. We
no,
just
it's
did
my
it.
Turn.
It's you.
Okay. So, number 6 by Fearless. Oh. No, I meant Fearless by Taylor Swift, and that was played 28 times. And then number 7 is Baby by Justin Bieber, of course, and that was played 24 times. And then number 8 is Better Than Revenge, Taylor Swift, 24. Number 9, Should Have Said No, Taylor Swift, 22. And then number 10, Bonafide Lovin' by Chromeo, which was played 20 times.
Oh, yeah.
Elle.
So my number 11 is Wicked Game by Chris Isaac. Yeah, you probably don't know that. And then Viva La Vida by Coldplay.
I used to rule. Kidding. World. Just kidding.
Oh, okay. Put Your Records On. Now bring back the beat. Okay. Put Your Records On by Corrine Bailey Rae. Scientist by Coldplay. That song makes me cry.
Why?
It's sad.
I'll listen to it. Okay. I don't have. Okay. Keep and going.
Then number 15 is Crush by David Archuleta.
Okay. So then my number 11 is Memories by David Guetta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's played 19 times. Go check it out right now. It's an amazing song. And then 12.
Sorry.
Number 12 is 15 by Taylor Swift, and that's played 18 times. Number 13, which is kind of funny because that's like Taylor Swift's number, is You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift, and that was played 18 times. And then 14 is Mine by Taylor Swift, and that was played 18 times. And then number 15 is Lucky by Glee Cast, and that was played 17 times. Ellie, squeeze in yours really quick.
Okay. 16, Coming Home by
Diddy Dirty Money.
Yeah, I put Daddy. 17, Hotel California. Oh, 18, Lights by Ellie Goulding. 19, Rock and Roll by Eric Hutchinson. And 20 is Tourniquet by Evanescence.
So we don't have time to show you the rest. So tune in next week and we will tell you what those are. You are listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is Take Two. Who am I? I'm Alexis.
Hello. And I'm Ellie.
And our new show topic is good ways to keep an outfit looking new. So mine was, okay, I'll share mine and then Ellie, you can share yours. So one of mine is just change the color of your tank top. It can change the whole look. It really can. And then take care of your clothing. This will make your stuff look new and fresh. Try not to get too out there with your outfits and mix and match, definitely. If your favorite shirt is too overused, try wearing a jacket or a cardigan over it. If you go to, H&M. Usually go H&M. I don't know why. But they have cardigans there that are really inexpensive, so you can go and check them out there. And then wear different length pants and try to make the outfit look different and new. Try different hairstyle to bring a new look to the outfit. Nail polish can really make an outfit look different. You can freshen it up with a white or if the main outfit color is a white and you like to wear jeans with it, then try just putting like a light green with it. You can put any color with it that'll make it look fresh. Typically, lighter colors will make it look fresher just because dark colors kind of make it like look a little bit more grungy.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes can make it look different. Instead of wearing sneakers, try a pair of flats. So that's my advice. So, Ellie?
So, hello. Okay. One way that you can change your outfit is by changing your accessories. If you have a plain shirt, pair it with like a chunky necklace and it will look a whole lot different. And then also add a jacket or a cardigan. If you have a dress, add a belt and it can give the dress a whole new shape.
Especially if it has the empire waist.
Yes. If you have a plain neutral colored shirt, change the color that you wear with it. For example, instead of always wearing pink accessories with that white shirt you always wear blue. And then change your handbag. A new bag can make a big difference.
So all these are really, really, really great ideas. So now I'm just going to talk about a few more of them. Like, if your shirt is too overused, I have this problem especially because my old favorite shirt, it was blue, which it's kind of hard to get an accessory that's new with blue because usually you just think white, gray, and black, which is really overused, you know? So one of the accent colors was actually yellow. So I used to wear this belt that had like a little hint of yellow in it. Even though nobody could see it, it was a new accessory. And also I have, okay, a lot of my clothes are black, not because like I'm sad, but because just I tend to buy a lot of black because it looks really good on anybody. So I have the problem with that. And actually at Kohl's, I went into their, I think it's app 9 or app 6. One of those.
I think it's nine.
And I went and I bought this little cardigan that's like halfway up. It cuts like at the ribs, like right where the ribs start, like at the bottom. And it's pink and it has like 4 buttons on it. You can get it in like 7 different colors. And it really changes the way an outfit looks because since I wear like so much black and stuff, I can add it with it. And one of my favorite dresses from Kohl's also, I can't wear it. I almost said I can't wear it at school. We recently graduated, so it's really weird saying like at our school. So, but in high school, I can't wear it either because the dress code. But so I would wear this pink cardigan type thing with it. And it would really change the way the whole entire outfit looked. So, Ellie, do you want to talk about one of yours now that applies to you?
Well, like you said, if you style your hair a new way with an outfit, it really can change it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I usually wear my hair up in a ponytail.
She's not right now. It's wet.
Not right now.
Well,
yeah.
No, it might not be wet anymore. Yeah.
It's damp.
Damp.
I didn't have time to dry it. And so, anyway... It can just change the the whole look of the outfit.
It really can.
Yeah.
Like, especially with fancy outfits, you can really make them casual looking by just flat ironing your hair.
Mm-hmm.
You can make anything look casual if you just work at it. Well, maybe not like a really formal nightgown. You probably couldn't unless you were really
nightgown?
Skilled.
Nightgown? You mean evening gown?
I meant evening gown. I'm sorry. My mind was just like, nightgown, because evening and, yeah, I'm so weird. Okay, so then another thing is try not to get too out there with your outfits. I know some people, I always, like, think about them whenever I say that, because I don't know what they're thinking when they step out of the house. Like, it's just weird. I hate it when people don't know how to, like, put their outfits together, because it's like, what were you thinking this morning? Ellie is doodling. Well, that's not a surprise because she always does that, but she's just doing it a lot today.
I drew us as cheerleaders.
Yeah, she did. I'll take a picture of that and you can go and check it out. But right now, unfortunately, we need to take a break. Not like I don't want to break up with you, but I am Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
But keep it right here because I want you back. But you are listening to the Voice America Kids Network.
Stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24-7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m. whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line.
Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, real kids, real talk radio.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Welcome to the program Take Two on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Ellie Sanders.
And I'm Alexis James.
And our show topic today is putting outfits together.
So, I guess I'll go first because I have a lot. Well, at least it looks like it. So, my first outfit is a little bit of a dressy one, but it's not that dressy. So, I paired this dog necklace. It has a little dog, and it is a diamond accent dog pendant, and it's like, it's not really black diamonds, but yeah. And then a blue and white striped dress with a yellow belt. And also flat sandals with black rhinestones. And it has an ankle wrap. So, Ellie.
So, my first outfit is a blue ruffly top, which Alexis used in one of her outfits.
Well, we both used the same stuff.
Yeah.
We both use the same stuff, but we're trying to see if we can make it different.
Yeah.
Like, I already see that we did the same thing on one of them, but that's all right, because we can just see it. Okay, Ellie?
And then the blue shirt was paired with this gray skirt thing with flowers on it.
A gray skirt with pockets and flowers at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. And then a diamond pendant heart necklace thing.
With diamonds on one of the sides.
Yeah.
The side that goes down. Casually.
And it's more of a plain outfit.
Okay, my next one is an everyday look. I need the dog necklace again because I'm showing you that the dog necklace can be used different ways. With a midnight blue tank top and a pink graphic tee with a maroon design. And that is paired with the same gray skirt that Ellie used with pockets and a flower design at the bottom. And just a pair of Chuck Taylor Converse. So, that is my look, and it's an everyday look.
And in my next outfit, I also use the Chuck Taylor black Converse, and I paired them with denim short shorts with pockets in the front. Dark wash, of course.
Dark wash. Good stuff, don't you think?
Good stuff. And then a black t-shirt.
That's an inside joke that we shared in an earlier show, probably like our fifth or something. It was hilarious. You got to go check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, Ellie?
And then I paired that with a black shirt. It's called a wrapper beaded cinched top.
Yep.
But I just called a black shirt with funny little beads on it.
And all these are going to be on our Facebook page. So while you're at it, go and like it. With over, I think it's 500 million users on Facebook, I'm pretty sure that you have one. So, since you're on the computer right now, why don't you just log into Facebook and go ahead and like our page. It is Take Two with Alexis. Oh, no, it's Take Two, Alexis James, and Ellie Sanders. Go like it. There are some crazy pictures on there that I posted yesterday of current trends that we are sharing in a later segment. So, go like us. And email us at voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. Make sure you mention my name, Alexis James, or
Ellie Sanders.
And put it in the subject of the show so we know you're talking to us and not the foreign aliens in the next studio. So, Ellie, are you done with yours?
Yeah.
Okay. So, my next one is a Candy's tiered ruffled top, and it has like three different layers, and then the same heart pendant necklace that Ellie used, and that's an 18 inch necklace, and then a pair of cuffed denim capris with the same Chuck Taylors. So yeah.
So my next outfit is this dress thing. And it's like a pink and purple flowery design. It's really cute. And I paired it with these peep toe platform high heels that have little flowers on the front. And they're really cute.
Okay, so my next one that I used is, it uses the same shoes, but it's this dress that Ellie saw at Kohl's, and it is a My Michelle embroidered strapless dress. And I put it with a long multi-strand beaded silver necklace and the same pair of shoes, the peep toe shoes. Can you cut that out? Okay. And then it has like four flowers on the front. And it's like a dusty rose or like a plush rose.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say both of those. So, Ellie.
So, my next outfit, I did this stripe kind of baggy top. And it's got stripes and it's baggy. And, yeah. And then I paired it with this mini skirt that has just the slightest hint of polka dots on it. And it's really cute. Because, you know, you can mix patterns as long as one is dominant.
And which then, would be the stripes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I paired it with these spunky flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, studded. So, yeah.
Studded. That's so Jensen studded.
I know.
She studs everything. Okay, well, you guys don't know Jensen. But for graduation, she wanted this dress that had studs on it. That was in a completely made-up dress that Ellie drew.
I designed it.
Yeah, it was completely made up, but it's all fun. So the same top that Ellie used, the ones with the
weird beads at the top,
it's black and it has like kind of ruffly shoulders that are a little bit bigger. And I pair it with an abstract floral tiered skirt that is pink and a pair of, it's like a chocolate brown strappy gladiator shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You are listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is
Take Two.
I am Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our show topic today still is putting outfits together. So I shared mine. Ellie, how about you go now?
So now the embroidered strapless dress that's black about. And Alexis talked about, I'm using that with a kind of like, it's a multi-strand necklace, I guess. And
which
it's,
I used also.
Yeah, it's silver. And then I'm pairing it with these wedges that are black.
But see,
they're really cute.
We both made the dresses completely different just by doing different shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So now I will do the outfit that I did those same strappy heels with. I did the strappy heels, and it kind of looks like a tie-dye leopard print type of thing in the heel part. And then they're wedges, so they have the weave. And then a pair of vintage dark wash shorts. And the loose fit, here I have exactly what I was calling it, and it makes a lot of sense. A loose fit V-neck striped top. That's what I called it. It makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little baggy. And then okay. So they call it a pearl stretch bracelet, but it really doesn't look like that. It's just like three bracelets. And they're, like, pearl-shaped. And they're darker colors.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'd call it. Okay, Ellie.
So, my next outfit, I have this black ruffle top. And, yeah. And it's crocheted neckline. Really cute. And then I paired it with hydraulic faded denim capris. Hydraulic's the brand.
Yeah, she likes those.
Yeah, I love that brand. And then I paired it with
my shoes.
Yeah,
a pair of Dulce Mojo.
Yeah, they're peep toe and they have a really cute flower thing on them.
Okay, so with those same shoes, I did the polka dot skirt. It's like a mini skirt type of thing with a royal teal blue shirt that has some ruffles and then a pair of Dulce by Mojo. So I did that. So Ellie.
My next outfit is a coral maxi dress. It's really cute.
And I couldn't use that one. I couldn't find anything for it to go with.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's very sad.
Well, this will be by both of us then. And it's got a short, like, chain necklace with, like, stars on it and flowers.
It's kind of, like, beachy because it looks like it has some shells and a starfish. It kind of looks like that. So yeah. I'd say it's like a C type of thing.
And then with the same, I paired that with the same sandals with the ankle.
Embroidered, rhinestoned, flat, or I don't remember exactly what I called them, but they were embroidered at the ankle. And then there's a plain back, which goes up all the way to your Achilles tendon. And then it is completely straight until you get to the toes, which it's like a flip-flop style, and that's embroidered.
Yeah.
Very descriptive.
So very beachy, trendy look.
You could definitely slip that on over a swimming suit,
mm-hmm.
I definitely think. So the next one I have is the same embroidered necklace. They call it a short bib chain necklace, which I guess you could call it that. So I used that necklace. I used this pink plaid type of tank top thing with a belt and then a pair of skinny jeans. And I didn't have shoes with that one, so you have to go barefoot. You have to. You don't have another option. You have to go barefoot.
Have to.
You have to. Ellie.
So my next outfit, I didn't pair shoes with either.
So you have to go barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
To school. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's going to be.
So, Alexis, you did this outfit, too.
But I paired it with a pair of nude pumps. So that is how we made it different. Because this one, you're going barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
This one, you ain't.
Okay. But anyway, it's a plaid shirt. And it's like a green and purple and white plaid.
Yeah.
And then skinny jeans.
Very.
Casual.
Casual. Yeah. So, I did that same outfit, though I paired it with a pair of nude pumps. So that was my outfit. Ellie.
I also used the nude pumps on this next outfit, and it's paired with cuffed denim capris and a pink one-shoulder top.
So with that same thing, I did the same jeans, but I did it with a pair of Chuck Taylors and a chunky bracelet.
And then I also did a striped gray and white dress.
I thought that was a shirt.
No, that's a dress.
Oh.
Look how long it is. And then a chunky bracelet.
So I did a really casual top. It's a green dress at the top, empire waist, and floor design at the knee-length part. And then I did a pearl-studded stretch bracelet and studded flip-flops. So you're probably like, oh my gosh, all these are probably really expensive. They actually aren't. You can get them. Most of them are from Target. So that's pretty inexpensive, and some of them are from Kohl's. So you can go and check that out on the website. So let's take a break. I am Alexis James.
And I am Ellie Sanders.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. you just love your pets. But sometimes, they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Really nice aunt, Ellie. Very Thanks. Nice. Ellie's drawing an aunt. Welcome to the program, Take Two, on the Voice America Kids Network. I am
Alexis James.
And I am Ellie Sanders.
We need to get a camera in here because I was like, Alexis James, and I had my little hand like a goddess. Okay, so anyway, our show topic today is 6 rules of shopping that we wrote ourselves. So the first one is don't feel pressured into buying something. If you're out with friends and they're trying to get you to buy it, you don't have to make them happy. It's not your job to make them happy, so you don't have to buy it. So Ellie,
and the second rule is if it's out of your budget, wait until it goes on sale. If it's on sale, it doesn't mean that it's out of style. It's just cheaper.
And it's so much more in your price range. So, number 3, don't feel uncomfortable looking at the clearance rack. It's not cool or out of style. It's totally normal, and it's not bad. Getting, like, 70% off on some stuff, that's amazing. You know, you don't have to feel embarrassed going to the clearance rack.
Do try things on at the store. If you're like a lot of people, you get home, rip the tags off, and then it doesn't fit. So try stuff on.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you take a few trips to the changing room, as long as it fits. Don't get it too tight, don't get it too baggy, get it in between, because then you can wear it for a long period of time. And then do use coupons. Nobody should ever be embarrassed to use coupons to save money. I say coupons really weird. Like coupons.
Coupons.
Okay, so the next one.
And the last rule is do make sure that it's your style. It's true that your clothes reflect who you are, so make them say what you want them to say.
Okay, now we are going to go back and talk a little bit more about it. So I know with myself, at least, whenever I'm out with friends, I kind of feel pressured into buying something if they say, oh, it looks really good. Because I usually think, oh, should I get it? Should I not? I mean, I have the money, but I don't really want to spend the money to get this $20 Q-tip. I don't know why I'd spend $20 Q-tip. That's the first thing that came to my mind. I must have psychological problems.
I have to draw one now.
Oh my gosh. Did you guys know this? If you're on the phone and you draw circles, that means you're completely fine in life. If you draw triangles, that means you have issues. If you draw just random doodles, that means that you've been like hurt in your past. If you draw your name, that means you're really obsessed with yourself. And I don't know what that means for Ellie because...
I draw everything.
She draws everything. So I guess she's troubled. Who knows? Okay, so I always feel pressured to buy stuff whenever I'm out with my friends, because if they're like, oh, looks really good, I'm like, oh, should I buy it? Should I not? So I usually end up buying it, but I should probably stick to these 6 rules, and I'll be totally fine. And then if it's out of your budget, you shouldn't buy it. It's totally fine getting stuff on sale, I think, because it totally works.
And it's fine to splurge every once in a while if you really like the item, but don't buy all expensive stuff, because...
Yeah.
It's just not a good idea.
I know at least if you buy a card with the store, you can get a card with the store. And usually it offers up to 30% off at the cash register. Mm-hmm. And I know at Kohl's at least they give you like the scratch cards. And you can get up to 30% off.
It's like getting paid to shop.
It is. So Ellie, talk about the first 2 rules and if they apply to you or not.
I felt special. I used their slogan. Okay. What?
Talk about the first 2 and incidents that you could use them for.
Oh, okay. So one time I was at the mall and my friend wanted to try on this shirt with me. Well, not with me, but you know, we tried on the same shirt and she's like, oh my gosh, it looks so much cuter on you than it looks on me. And
I think I can guess who that is, but
she's like, you should still buy that. And then I did. And I never wear it because I didn't really like it
in the first place. Right. So, yep. Friends do convince you to do stuff. Even if it doesn't look good on you, they'll still say it looks good on you.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, that looks horrible.
You can still go back the next day or even the next week, sometimes the next month, and the items are always available on the website. Mm-hmm. Usually they are available up to a month after they stop it in the store. So always look on there. So the next rule, the second one, if it's out of your budget, how does that apply to you?
So I once bought a shirt, and it was very expensive. And again, I never wear it.
Yeah. So, the next one, don't feel comfortable looking in the clearance rack. I used to feel really weird doing this with friends, mainly because they're like, oh, why are you looking in there? It's so out of style. But it's really not. Oops, I hit Ellie. Sometimes the things in the clearance rack are things that are about to go into style, too. So it's totally normal. And then do try things on at the store. I'm one of the people that gets home, rips the tags off, and then tries it on. Usually this happens with a shirt, especially. Like, I bought a shirt at Disneyland when we were there. Yay, Disneyland. And I got it for the Tower of Terror, and it is amazing. I'll put a picture on the website or on the Facebook page, so go check that out. And it was a size too small, so I spent the whole time at Disneyland trying to stretch it out. And it didn't work too well. So always try things on. Of course, at Disneyland, they don't really have changing rooms. So, yeah. Ellie, talk about the next. The 3 and 4.
So about the clearance rack, I usually don't look in there. And I don't know why. Because they have really cute stuff. It's just, yeah.
It's just, you never think about it. And
you never think about it.
Always use coupons. And do make sure it's you. Because your clothes are what you are. So make sure that they say what you want to say. You are listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is...
Take Two.
And our new show topic... Oh, I am Alexis James. I'm sorry. You probably want to know my name again.
And I'm Ellie Sanders, in case you forgot.
Yeah. And our new show topic is a few current trends we don't like. So I'm going to talk... Oh, no. Ellie, you are first.
Okay. So one look that I think just looks really trashy is short shorts that have the pockets sticking out of them.
Oh, yes.
It's like, that just looks bad. How does that in any way look good?
That doesn't look good at all. So Chanel's past few runway seasons, they've been trying to make pants under skirts a trend. So recently in their current Resort 12 runway, the designer Carl, he sent out a bunch of dress skirts, which are typically longer, and they had pants under them and gladiators with open-toed shoes connected. And well, one of their competitors, Gucci, they've been the designer Frida Giannani's fall show in a few years ago walked out with orange blazers and violet tube tops and stuff like that, really bright. And in their most recent collection, which was in Milan, most of the girls were wearing fedoras, vests, and velvet blazers. So I don't know what Chanel is hinting at with that, because it's nothing near what the other people are doing. So I don't really get that, especially with Prada and stuff, when I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
And then I also don't like yellow nail polish.
Nope, I'm not wearing it.
No, you're not wearing it. You're wearing orange, which I don't mind.
It's like... Okay, so if you want to hear about the nail polish I'm wearing, go ahead and listen to the show that was before this one, because we talk about our favorite nail polishes. So go and listen to that, and you can find out what nail polish I'm wearing.
But yeah, yellow nail polish just looks dirty and weird. Does.
If it's bright enough, it looks good.
Yeah, but the weird mustardy colors.
Yeah. So it's about to get a little awkward in here. Going without underwear is a current trend. No. So the reason that this is a trend is because people are trying to get their pants to fit. If you have to buy pants, okay, if you have to take your underwear off to get pants on, you probably shouldn't have bought the pants too tight.
Pew.
This really bugs me, okay? Ellie, all worked up now.
Now, staying on the awkward type of look, I don't like string bikinis. They're just, they look awkward.
It kind of makes you look trashy.
Yeah, it does.
If you do wear one, I'm sure it looks great on you. Okay, so the futuristic cat eyeglasses are in. I don't like big glasses in general, but these are really out there. There is actually a picture already on our Facebook page. It's really weird. So, Ellie, you're next.
I don't like lilac eyeshadow. It's weird, and it doesn't look natural. People will look at you and be like, You're wearing lilac eyeshadow.
Okay, sometimes I wear purple, but not lilac.
Yeah.
Because I have hazel eyes, and I like to bring the green out. Mm-hmm. Usually, I wear purple eyeliner, which I did not wear today. But I usually wear it because it makes my eyes look really green. But
just
yeah.
The light purple, just lilac. No.
Okay, I'm about to get really at it. So I really hate orange and purple lipstick to begin with. I actually tried some on and I actually look okay with it, but I can't wear a lot. But don't get me wrong, they are great colors, purple and orange. But some people can pull it off, but not everybody. So it really bugs me because if you either wear a color that... Because you either wear a color that can or can't go with the shirt. And it looks weird with other colors because they're really hard to match colors. Like if you're wearing a blue top and you wear orange lipstick, it looks really weird. But the black look attracts to your face. And then they see the color of lipstick that you're wearing. So it bugs me when people wear black and orange lipstick because like black just goes straight to the face. So it's like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Halloween with either color.
It does.
With either color, it looks like Halloween. It's like, oh, you're dressing up for Halloween, I see. Ellie.
I don't like shirts with lace backs. I mean, sometimes they can look okay, but...
I have a plaid shirt that has lace backs.
Yeah, like that looks fine, but like the ones where it's all lace.
Yeah, mine is just like the shoulders.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
A lot. But it bugs
the
me.
The all lace ones just don't look good.
Yeah, they don't. It looks like you're missing part of your shirt.
Pew.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Another thing is super long nails are in trend. Personally, this trend freaks me out a little bit. Because whenever I think of long nails, I think of like the horror movies where the bad person goes and like touches the person's face in their sleep and they usually have really long nails. So that freaks me out a lot. So, Ellie.
I don't like boots with short shorts. I've never liked that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like if you're cold, why not wear pants?
You look weather confused. That's yes. What you look like, especially when people wear Uggs, short shorts, and long sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look good. You look weather confused. That's what you look like. This bugs me so much.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it? Do you have another one?
Maxi dresses with the huge prints can make even the skinniest people look bigger than they actually are.
It bugs me when people wear zebra maxi dresses.
Yes.
Because nobody can pull those off. I don't think they should really make them because nobody pulls them off correctly. Because you can't wear like zebra shoes with it, and you can't wear like black shoes because otherwise it looks kind of off. So let's take a break while we fume over the current trends that we hate. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun. Times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood. Your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Welcome to the program Take Two on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Ellie Sanders.
And I'm Alexis James.
And our show topic today is things we do and don't like regarding guys' fashion.
So, a thing I really hate is when guys wear their pants too low. Come on, guys. Nobody wants to see your boxers.
I put that on there, too.
Yeah. It looks really, really weird.
I have no desire to see your underwear. I really don't.
Yeah, not even if you're dating. I don't really feel like, that's not on my to-do list, really.
Yeah. It's and then not. The plaid, because usually the boxers are plaid. It doesn't match the outfit.
Yeah. So, Ellie, she slapped herself. So that means it's really horrible. Ellie, you're next.
I don't like it when guys wear all black. Ow, my face hurts from slapping myself.
Yeah, I mean, some guys really look good on it.
Yeah, but I don't like it. It's like, where's the happiness? I don't want to hang out with someone, like a guy, who's like, hi.
And their pants low and they're wearing, like, SpongeBob underwear. My next one is when guys wear unflattering colors. I really hate it when guys wear a maroon shirt, or no, when they wear orange shirts and maroon corduroy pants. I really hate it when guys do that. I'm talking to a specific person out there. Can't say that word today.
Specific
person, because they wear an orange shirt with maroon corduroy pants, and it looks bad.
Or someone else wears this, like, weird green color, and it doesn't match their skin tone.
Oh, yep. There's some guys at our school, the school we used to go to, who have horrible fashion senses. Like, oh, my goodness. So, I hate it when guys wear hats that cover their eyes. It's like, I'm talking to you, not the shadow on your face.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
I don't like it when they wear super skinny jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you walk in those skinny?
Yeah. I hate it when guys have facial piercings.
Oh, yes.
Like, they have a lip piercing or something. It's like, ooh.
All you can do is look at it.
Yeah, like, because guys tend to make, larger movements with their mouth. Girls usually do make big, as in when they talk and stuff. So it's like you're just staring at it the whole time. I don't like it when guys have nose piercings. That's really weird.
No.
It's like a girlish thing.
It's like, what happens when you have to blow your nose?
Oops. Let me just put that back in. Sorry, guys. It's like so weird. Okay, Ellie.
One trend I do like is the plaid pants. Or not plaid pants, sorry. Plaid shirt and plain pants.
Yeah. So my very last one on the don't is I hate it when they wear really baggy pants. I'm not saying like wear really tight ones, but wear ones that actually fit for a change.
Yeah.
Should I do another one? Because I have a lot of do's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When they wear colors that bring out their eyes. Yes. Because it looks really good. Like, if they have hazel eyes like I do and they wear purple, it looks really good. Or if they wear blue eyes and they wear a black shirt or a white shirt, it looks really good. Like, Ellie's wearing white today. White and orange.
Thanks.
She's like, hi.
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 Hi there.
Okay, your next do.
I do like plaid shirts on guys, just not with plaid pants, because I've seen that before.
Yeah, that looks really weird. Yes, okay, when they have their hats tilted up, like, to the side, or, like, up, so then it's, like, facing the, well, the air vent right now. But it looks really good, because then you can see their eyes.
Above the 90-degree angle.
Like, just above, a little bit. Above their eyebrows, at least.
Yes.
So, yeah. Ellie?
I do like the Vans shoes with high socks.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a guy trend right now.
Especially when they wear gym shorts.
Yeah.
I like it when guys wear nice jeans instead of baggy ones or tight ones. Because it flatters them.
Yeah.
So, also I have two more. When they match their shirts and their shoes, I like that a lot. Don't you think?
Oh, yes. Yes.
It makes you appear taller if you match your shirt and your shoes. And a pair of black or jeans. Like mm-hmm. a pair of black pants or white jeans. It makes you look taller. And really? Then, when they have a good sense of style, that's the main do.
Yep.
It bugs me when guys can't match an outfit. It's like, ugh. So, I agree with all of Ellie's ones. So some guys can pull off a few of the looks. Well, not like all of them, especially not the baggy pants that are like.
Justin Bieber can pull it all
off. He can pull all of these off because he makes it look good. Yeah. But, you know, regular Joes can't, you know.
Joes? Yeah. Or Jims or Johns?
No, just Joe.
Okay.
No one else in the world. Okay, I'm officially all naming you Joe. You shall have no other name but Joe. If you're a guy and you're listening to this, your name is Joe. If you're a girl, you can keep your name because, well, we really haven't named you. Okay, you can be Jan. Hello, Jan.
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 Short for...
So,
Janet.
So last night, I wake up in the middle of the night. I've been trying to think of a name to call you guys because you guys are so important. So I've been thinking of a bunch of different names and stuff. And randomly in the middle of the night, and this name is horrible. It's not serious. I wake up and I go, Corn Bugs. I'm like, what the heck? Because one of my nicknames is Cornflake and Ellie's is Elliebug. And I was like, So yeah, that's not serious. I will not call you guys Corn Bugs. But you are listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is
Take Two.
And I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our new show topic today is how to keep an outfit from looking trashy and overdone.
Mm-hmm.
So my first one is keep from wearing too much jewelry and makeup.
Definitely. Yes.
So Ellie?
I also have that. It's like you don't need to wear a necklace, bracelet, rings, earrings, like all that all together at the same time. Just maybe wear like two of the four options.
Yeah, even one will stand out a lot because then they'll just look at that. Like if you wear a really, really, really big ring, you probably don't want to wear a bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, either choose one of the facial ones, which would be a necklace or earrings, or wear one of the hand ones, which would be a ring or a bracelet. So pick one from each or just one. So my next one would be don't wear too many crazy colors together that are over the top and don't match. It just looks weird.
Yes, I agree.
Today's a casual day.
Mm-hmm.
It really mm-hmm. is.
Yes. Ellie.
Okay. So I also have, well, they say this on TLC's What Not to Wear all the time, and I mentioned it earlier in the show. It's okay to mix patterns as long as one is dominant and the other is like a secondary pattern. So don't mix two bold patterns. Instead, one bold and one subtle.
Okay, but there is two patterns you cannot mix and I won't be your friend anymore if you mix them. Do not mix zebra don't mix zebra with anything, but don't mix zebra and striped. I will not I will not be your friend anymore if you wear that.
It's like mixing two types of stripes, and everyone knows they can't do that.
I hate it when people mix paisley with something. I will not be your friend. I will not be your friend if you do one of those.
There's
paisley and zebra. Oh, that would be horrible.
Ooh, that would be bad. Oh, wait, want me to draw that?
Paisley pants and a zebra shirt. That would look
paisley's like that thing, right?
Yeah, like Mr. Brackage, he has a shirt that's paisley and it looks really good with his eyes.
And then look, here's the zebra.
Ew. Okay, so do not mix too many layers together, otherwise it makes it overdone. Like if you have a tank top, well, of course, I always want you guys to wear tank tops, so then we're being modest with our clothing. Like if you have two tank tops, if you have a regular shirt, you have a mid-arm shirt, and then you have like a long sleeve shirt. If you live in like the Arctic tundra, that's okay, or in Minnesota, that's fine. Or Canada with Justin Bieber. Oh, don't you know? Okay, so if you live in like a really cold place, it's fine to mix it. But if you live in like where we live, Arizona, or like one of the hot places, and it doesn't get cold very often, please do not wear stuff like that. Or like a skirt, some pants, and a pair of capris. It's like, don't.
No.
Don't.
If you're wearing an outfit that has sparkles on it, like you know how they have the all sparkly tops?
I love those.
Me too. But don't wear jewelry or anything else sparkly.
Well, you could wear like a ring.
Well, yeah.
As long as it's not really sparkly.
For example, like a sparkly top should be paired with more plain things.
Yeah.
Like plain jeans. You don't want a sparkly top and a sparkly skirt.
Then, yeah, never mind. Do not wear funky lengths together. Sometimes people wear like a long sleeve shirt and shorts. Like I said earlier, I'm sorry, but you don't look good. You look weather confused. And Uggs. I hate it when people wear shorts, Uggs, and long sleeve shirts.
Yes.
Like, when are you ever going to wear that in the correct season? Ellie.
Don't match too much. A lot of times, like, especially when designing interior stuff, you want to stick with odd numbers, but not one, like three or five. Mm-hmm. So try to have at least three different colors in your outfit.
I hate it when people have like two main colors or one main color. Like, I'm in all purple. It's like, yeah, but none of the purples match.
Yeah, exactly. Try to have three different colors.
Do not wear too much dark makeup with darker clothing. It looks tacky, honestly. It's like, I really hate it when people are wearing like all black and they have like really dark makeup, like up to the eyebrows black, and then they have like pink lipstick. It's like, you don't look good. You don't look good at all.
At all.
I'm gonna cry myself to sleep in a corner. Because you guys, I want you guys to dress good. I want you guys to have the opportunity to dress good. That's why we're giving you all these tips, not because you guys look bad. I mean, you over there in the corner, you look really good. I'm not pointing to anybody in particular, just Jimmy. We're giving you guys these tips so you guys can improve a look, you know? It's not because you guys look bad. All of you guys look amazing, like, amazing. But just so you guys can improve a little.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to
Take Two on the Voice America Kids Radio Network.
That's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Take Two. Join us again for another show on the Voice America Kids channel. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com. The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.